Today is Memorial Day. It's a day to think about the less than 1% of Americans who serve in uniform and those who've died in the line of duty. Today, we wanted to take a look at ways to support our servicemen and women and their families. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
When a soldier dies in combat, there's a huge emotional toll for the family, and the financial impact can be overwhelming. If you're looking for a charity to support, Jason Hansman with the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America has a recommendation.
TAP, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, is one of the premier organizations that is working with families of the fallen to kind of make sure that they're taken care of.
Then there's the issue of helping vets provide for themselves. Unemployment among veterans runs as high as 30% in some parts of the country. Joe Davis is spokesman for the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
A pat on the back is one thing, but helping veterans to get jobs when they take off the uniform and try to reimmerse themselves back into civilian society, a job is crucial.
Wall Street is hiring. Chris Perkins is a former Marine captain and now a managing director at Citibank. He says many people in human resources don't realize that an artillery officer might make a good stock market trader.
These guys are making quantitative decisions all day long and understanding risk, and it's very, very similar between the military and finance.
The former Marine captain helped establish an alliance called Veterans on Wall Street. It helps vets find jobs in finance, even if they only have a high school education.
Many of our jobs, in fact, hundreds of our jobs, do not require college degrees.
Perkins says Citibank plans to hire at least 1,000 vets this year. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.